The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is Government of India, Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Department of Fisheries, First Floor, Chandralok Building, 36 Chanpath, New Delhi, is seeking to fill the position of Senior Translation Officer in Level 7 of the 7 CPC pay matrix in Central Institute of Fisheries, Nautical and Engineering Training, Headquarters, Kochi. The position is on a composite method, promotion and deputation, including short-term contract basis. The ideal candidate should have a master's degree from a recognized university in Hindi or English, along with a recognized diploma or certificate course in translation from Hindi to English and vice versa, or 3 years experience of translation work from Hindi to English and vice versa in central government or state government office, including Government of India undertaking. The maximum age limit for appointment by deputation, including short-term contract, should not exceed 56 years, as on the closing date of the receipt of applications. The job description include dealing with files regarding the correspondence of official language and issues. Interested candidates meeting the qualifications and experience criteria should apply before the closing date. Kindly go onto the website for details, that is www.dahd.ac.in. National Investigation Agency, NIA, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, invites applications from research scholars and senior fellows for positions such as Senior Research Officer, and Junior Research Officer. These roles are on a contract basis for 1 year or until further orders. The upper age limit is 60 years. Interested candidates should submit their application within 45 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For more information, kindly visit the NIA website at www.nia.gov.in. Anusadhan National Research Foundation, ANRF, a statutory body under the Department of Science and Technology, Government of India, is looking to fill the position of Chief Executive Officer. The pay scale and allowances vary based on the applicant's background, with the last date for submission of applications being 21 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in Employment News. Detailed information about the age, educational qualifications, experience and other details can be found on their website, that is www.anrf.gov.in. Government of Manipur Directorate of Handlooms and Textiles invites applications for the post of Deputy Director Handicrafts on a deputation basis. This Group A gazetted non-ministerial position is in pay level 12 of the pay matrix as per the 7 CPC. The position is available in the Directorate of Handlooms and Textiles, Department of Textiles, Commerce and Industry, Government of Manipur, Imphal. Eligible officers from the central or state governments, union territories, public sector undertakings, semi-government autonomous and statutory organizations, or recognized research institutions, councils are invited to apply. Applicants should hold analogous post on a regular basis or have 5 years of regular service in post in level 8 or 11 in the pay matrix. The period of deputation is initially 3 years, extendable up to 5 years. The maximum age limit for appointment on deputation is 56 years as of the closing date for receipt of applications. For detailed information and the application format, please visit the Directorate's official website at www.dhtmanipur.com. The Manohar Parikar Institute for Defense Studies and Analysis, MPIDSA, located in Delhi Cant, New Delhi, invites applications for 3 vacancies. The positions available include Research Analyst, Deputy Development Commissioner, DDC in Karnataka, Library Cum Information Officer and Assistant Section Officer. the REACH analyst position offers a fixed pay of 35,400 rupees, equivalent to pay level 6 of the 7 CPC pay matrix, with 5 vacancies available, 3 UR, 1 SC, 1 OBC. The Deputy Development Commissioner, DDC role in Karnataka is in pay level 11 as per the 7 CPC matrix, while the Library cum Information Officer and Assistant Section Officer position offers pay equivalent to pay level 10 and pay level 6 respectively, with 1 vacancy each unreserved. Interested and eligible officers are requested to submit their applications in the prescribed format within 45 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For further details or any updates, including extension of the application deadline, kindly visit https://sezindia.gov.in. The Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, a premier central public sector enterprise under the Department of Atomic Energy, Government of India, is inviting online applications from eligible Indian citizens for various positions at its Rawatbhata, Rajasthan site. The available positions include Category 2, Stipendary Trainee, Operator and Maintainer, across multiple disciplines such as Electrician, Fitter, Electronics, Instrumentation, Mechanist, Tuner and Welder. There are a total of 267 current vacancies, with additional opportunities available for candidates belonging to SC, ST, OBC and EWS and persons with benchmark disabilities. Essential qualifications vary by role, with candidates required to have either an HSC 10+2 in science with a minimum of 50% or an SSC 10th with a 2-year ITI certificate in relevant trades. The age limit for all positions is 18 to 24 years as of September 11, 2024, with a pay scale ranging from 21,700 as per level 3 of the 7 CPC. Women candidates are strongly encouraged to apply as NPCIL strives for gender balance in its workforce. The last date for applications is September 11, 2024. For more detailed information and to apply, visit the official NPCIL Careers website at https://www.npcilcareers.co.in. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, is seeking applications from eligible and willing central government officers for the position of account officer. The post is classified under pay level 8 of the 7 CPC pay matrix and is available on the deputation basis. Interested candidates must review the detailed general instructions, eligibility criteria and biodata performer is available on the CBI website. The deadline for submission is 60 days from the date of this circular's publication in Employment News. For further details, kindly go on to the website http://cbi.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.